Hello and welcome to Glorious Living. I'm Kathy Duplantis in Studio C, and I'm so glad you're with me today. You know, I love Jesus so much, and I love telling people about how wonderful He is. That's why glorious living is so important. It's such a part of my heart, because I want everyone to learn how to live a glorious life. And that's why Chrissy joins with me every week.
It's a glorious time talking about Jesus. He's so good, Miss Kathy.
I know it. And He really came so that we can have a glorious life. Actually, the phrase He uses, a thief comes to steal, to kill, or to destroy, but I came that you might have life to the full, till it overflows. That speaks of a glorious life to me.
It does, and it's available for everyone, and so many people are watching, and they're embracing that Holy Spirit power that's for you, available to you, and will work through you each and every day. That's if you just ask, that's it.
That's right, and you know, we have people that watch from all over the world, and I just love it when you send in your comments, and we get to read. We try to do at least one on every program, because we love it that you comment and let us know how you're being blessed.
You know, people are watching on all different platforms and tools, especially the phone. I got mine right here. And I saw this one on my phone, and I decided that I needed to read it because it's fitting for this program.
Okay, good.
This is from AJ from YouTube, and it says, "Thank you, Kathy. I honorably consider you my mother in faith. I learn beautiful lessons every time I hear you teach. Blessings from Wisconsin. I'm 53 and free." Well, I love that statement. 53 and free. We're free too.
That's
free
right.
Indeed.
That's so good, and I love the fact that people are watching and actually consider me their spiritual mom.
You are one. Yes,
that blesses me. I love being a mom.
And you're a great one. Beautiful.
You know, I had a good role model. Mm-hmm. My mama is the best mama.
Oh, that's so sweet.
She's such a sweet woman. She's 92 and just loves God, loves watching this program. She's one of our viewers.
That's so beautiful. Hey. How you doing, Ma?
Hey, Miss Irene.
I'm Miss Irene. So that's so beautiful.
Yes. You know, and this month on the program, we have been celebrating godly mothers and daughter relationships. And today we have a leader of our Covenant Church intercessors, Sonora Webb, along with her two beautiful daughters, Nicole Molaire and Ashley Webb. These strong, godly women of faith are here today to share about their wonderful mother-daughter relationship and give God all the glory for all that He has done. Welcome, ladies.
Look how beautiful.
Look at that.
And color coordinated.
Yeah. Okay, I want to know which one decided what y'all going to wear, because I know it was a great plan.
Yeah, it was a collective effort, but Ashley is really good.
Ashley.
Putting colors together.
Yes. And this is Ashley's first time on the program. Your mom and sister have been here before, but Ashley, welcome to Glorious Living.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome to have you.
So precious. And you're the younger daughter or the older daughter?
I am the youngest.
Okay, I know that's a blessing for you to be able to say which one.
We're 6 years apart.
My sister and I are 7 years.
That's awesome.
I love seeing how close you two are, even with the age gap, so close together. It's a blessing. That's
great. It is.
And then you have it. You're a mother.
I am.
You're not just here because of your mother. You are a mother.
I am. I have a 3-year-old.
A 3-year-old son. Oh,
he is
precious.
Amazing. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you've been a school teacher, just so they'll know a little bit about you. You've taught school.
I was a school teacher for 6, going on 7 years before I got pregnant. Mm-hmm. Then I got pregnant and prayed about it. I felt the Lord was telling me it's time to
just
pull back.
Be a mom full time.
Yes. So.
And so you love children.
I love children.
And you're a mother figure to those kids in the classroom, I know. But here you're devoting all your time to your one.
Yes.
And it's a little beautiful little son.
He's
so sweet.
Yes, it's a blessing.
Yeah. And Nicole, you have how many?
We have 4 kids. So we have a 14, a 13, a 4, and a 10-month-old.
Ooh,
so.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. It's full.
And so, and Sonora, you're a mother to mothers. So.
Yes, I am. You know, that role as a mother, I believe it don't ever end.
No, it doesn't.
It continues to go on.
Yeah, I understand that. And with the grands, you're a mother. You're a grandmother now.
6, yes.
Wow.
6 grandchildren.
What a blessing of God.
It's a blessing. And you know, we just, Miss Chrissy, this will be her first year as a mom.
My first Mother's Day. Luis, if you're watching, I'm expecting something nice. Because it's so important. Being a mother, what I've learned is it's so rewarding, but it's on-time job all the time. You get no breaks as a mother. You are on it all the time.
Absolutely.
And you get a little tired, but the joy of the Lord's our strength.
Yes,
we push through.
Yes.
We push through.
Yes.
So true.
Really, being a mother, I believe, for me, it is one of the greatest gifts God can give a woman, to be a mother.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's rewarding. It has, God is just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
because we don't get to choose our children. God gives us the children that He wants, you know, and it's a blessing.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, there's different phases of motherhood. I mean, Chrissy's in the intense phase.
I mean, the brand new no sleep phase.
Under 1 year old phase, yeah. Mama.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, we know you and I as grandmothers, yes. It's not as intense as in those early days, but it's every bit as fulfilling and enjoyable because you get to see your daughters be a mother. I know I love it when I see my daughter mothering yes. her daughter, yes. who is a 16-year-old
wow.
teenager.
Yes.
And that's and every stage of life is interesting and rewarding.
Yes, yes. And you are very proud when you see your daughters or your children, you know, in that role mm-hmm. as parents. It's a blessing.
Such a gift to have that relationship, and especially you three that are here today to be able to interact and share those moments together and challenges. I'm
yeah.
sure there's
yeah.
things that you encounter. You say, oh, Mom, how can I handle this? Or maybe they just remember something you did as a child when they were a child that they remember. I know some of those memories I have of my mom. But
yes.
What's one that's special to you that you think you've interacted with the daughters that you can... I know it's hard because you don't want to put your nose.
No,
you don't
yeah,
want to put your
yeah.
nose in it.
Yeah.
But sometimes you want to, and it's wonderful that you don't have to ask. But they say, "Mom, what do you think about this?"
Yeah,
yeah.
That's right.
I've actually learned with my daughters to pretty much step back and allow them to be mothers, mm-hmm. Because we're different.
Oh, tell.
I want them to, of course, take some of the good from my husband and I raising them, mm-hmm. and incorporate what God is telling them
yeah.
nice.
Is important. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know, Nicole, and I think you too, are you're homeschool your children,
yes,
right? So, of course, you, as a teacher, you have that experience. But you weren't a teacher before, now you
absolutely
have the
not. No, it's actually interesting because that's something that we were talking about. So Ashley and I... we raised by the same person, but the things that we pulled were so different. And so mm-hmm. when I was growing up, my mom worked. Mm-hmm. And so as a kid, it was always, I'm going to get older and I'm going to have a career. And
yes.
so it's very different. God called us to homeschool. That was not what I set out in my heart to do as a kid, but God, that's something definitely that God called us to. And I just like to remember in mothering, like the grace of God is sufficient. Mm-hmm. And so I have... a plethora. I have teenagers and a four-year-old and of course the baby, but his grace is sufficient. My 10-month-old is teething right now and mm-hmm. he's there. And he's there in the hard conversations with my 14-year-old and my 13-year-old, kind of helping them navigate their own journey, but his grace is there. And with my four-year-old, he'll be starting school and His grace is sufficient. And so that is just an encouragement to you out there, whatever season of motherhood that you're in, God's grace is sufficient. He's there. He will meet you. I just think about the woman at the well where Jesus showed up in what she was doing and going about her daily life. And don't underestimate those moments as moms. Like, we may have changed 100 diapers, but he's there and he'll speak to us in that moment. So,
oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's an encouragement
yeah.
because I know our babies
yes.
are only 10 days apart.
Yes.
So we
yeah.
were,
yes.
and I was
yeah.
so
together.
Jealous of you, Nicole.
Oh.
She'd walk in her cute little outfit
oh.
to church and from the back looked so slim.
I felt like a whale.
Little basketball and I came waddling in. No. Here's Chrissy.
It's the boy and the girl.
Is
it's
that
the boy.
What it is?
When I was pregnant
yeah.
with my daughter, I grew this way, but with the boys, it was, they were always basketball.
Oh,
so
yeah.
it's the boy.
He's so cute.
Yes, thank you.
Look,
I appreciate that.
You had him on in June, what was
June
it?
June 19th.
And
yes.
Sophia was June 29th.
10 days later, yes.
So we're in it together.
Yes, absolutely.
I love talking
absolutely.
About those different stages
yes.
and gaining wisdom from other mothers. And I know that the mothers watching today are gaining wisdom and admiring both of this generation on this couch
yes.
to just talk about how to instill God in every moment. Because I know you grew up with such a beautiful prayer warrior as a mom. Ashley, what are some things that she has instilled in you that you feel like that helped you grow in your faith as you were going on your own journey to becoming a mother?
So I think the biggest thing for me is, like you said, my mom is a prayer warrior. So to be able to have that behind you, or to be able to go to my mother when anything is happening, to be able to go to her and to know she's praying for me,
yes.
or to give me advice from the Bible, from the Word of God. I think that's such a blessing, and it's so important. And I there are some moments where it's not like a lesson that you're being taught, but in the quiet moments where you're just observing. So I observed my mom reading her Bible, and I've observed my mom praying, and those are the things that affect me, and that's what I take that and I use that with my son today. So he watches me pray, and he watches me worship, and he joins in worship with me. And so I enjoy that, and it's a blessing.
That is awesome.
It's precious to know that you can grow together and see things that are happening in your little boy's life. Mm-hmm. He's watching you the way you watched your mom.
Yes.
It's a generational thing, and this is the way God intended families to grow together. Yes. You know, he says, while you're walking down the street or while you're sitting down or you're standing up, talk about things. Let every little example in life be something that you can connect to the Lord to teach them, even if it's especially like things, practical things like before you have your meal, we pray.
Yes. Yeah.
We thank the Lord for that. And those things go with them throughout their life. Yeah. Yeah. Practical things to realize that God is real. Yeah. And he wants to bring families together. I know so often, especially during this month of May, where we've been talking about mothers, how important it is to realize the role that moms have in a home, to be the rock and the stand. Of course, not every home has a husband, has a father in it. And sometimes moms are mothers and fathers. My mom was that way. She was mom and dad to us. Yeah. His dad wasn't anywhere around. They divorced when I was young. And so you see this situation happening, but no matter what type of a home life you have, you can know that God Himself is your, He will bring the stability in the home if you put Him first. If you put God first in your life, whether you're a single mom or a mom with a husband, a father figure there in the home, God can be the exactly what you need no matter where you're at in life.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing to encourage everybody watching, that no matter what, He is in it with you, like you were saying, that no matter if you're parenting, you're preteen, or you're there with the teething baby, He is with you, giving you that strength to move forward in everything you do. That's so encouraging to moms and dads watching out there. You know?
It's so true.
Yeah, so true.
I love seeing all your family together, and I know when we dedicated that baby in the speaker room there, that's a big baby.
Yeah. Well, so cute. Yes.
That's so beautiful. Yeah. And I mean, to see and them interact and play together, I'm sure is so wonderful too, to come together. One of the things I remember about my mom that she told me that I try to keep it right. I remember communicating it to Jody, make it fun. Of course, it wasn't that hard to do with Jody, but she makes it fun, made it fun for Meredith growing up. My mom told me, make it fun. Everything doesn't have to be a battle. You know, and so it was always fun doing that and remembering that. And so I remember the first time that I, as a grandmother, that I was at Jody's house when Meredith was little and Jody had something to do and I was going to be at the house while watching Meredith. And so she was probably the 10-month or one, whatever it is. She's a young, she was walking around just a toddler. And she told me, okay, Mom, I do this. And she was telling me all these things in the playroom. First we do this, and then we read books, and then we... She had like a little routine that she was doing. And I remember my response to her, because it was like overwhelming, all these things she keeps her rolling in, because she really took it to another level, making it fun. And so I said, Jody, I can't compete with the Jody show.
That's right.
Because the Jody is like no other. I mean, she's, I call her Jessie in a skirt, because she's so much fun and so bubbly. And so I said, but we had a good time. I'm a different personality. In fact, Meredith and I are more alike than she is for her mom. Meredith is more of a calm, strong, she's the one who says, Mama, calm down, you know.
The voice of reason.
So it's fun to see that we have these opportunities to interact with them. They're real people. They're little, but they're real people. And they're growing and maturing, and we have the honor and the responsibility to help shape their lives, to put them on the right path and direct them.
Yes.
It's a great challenge.
Absolutely. One of the, Okay. I was going to say one of the things that my mom did with me growing up, especially once I got to be a teenager, we spent a lot of time talking. And now I'm in that bucket, and so that is definitely something that I incorporate. But I often think back, like, my mom had to be tired, because I was very, I don't want to say inquisitive, but I had hypothetical situations about everything. So suppose this happens. How would you handle this situation? How would you handle this situation? And literally, that was every single day for hours. Hours. Yeah. And just to know that time was made to pour into my life is definitely something that, and so now today I'm doing that with my older two, where hours and hours will pass by. But that looking back, it meant so much, and just to see how much shaping that took place with that is definitely appreciated. So I appreciate you for that.
Oh, yes. I love to see you honoring your mom. Yes. And I know, Miss Sonora, growing up and then having your daughters, what are some things that you instilled in them that you knew right off the bat, I need to press in with God and do this, teach this to my daughters right away for them?
So for me, I would say raising them to be ladies was very important to me. And to my husband.
Well, you did that, Derek.
You did.
These are ladies. classy lady. Because you're a classy lady.
Thank you. But really, to God be the glory. To God truly be the glory. Because, you know, we were raised Catholic. We raised our girls Catholic. Mm-hmm. So we did not have the word. Mm-hmm. But I was very firm in a lot of things with them. Mm-hmm. I love the Lord and I love my girls, my children. And it was just instilling, I wanted them to be strong ladies who would one day be a mother. And, you know, when I look back, I worked with Nicole, but I was home with Ashley. So they often say that it's two different mothers.
Of course.
God is just so awesome. And looking back, it's, Lord, you were there for me the whole time.
Thank you, God.
You know, even when we don't realize that, because of course I didn't have the word in raising my girls. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we taught them that God did not create girl or boy who was more important than them, but at the same time, God did not create them who is more important than anyone else. Mm-hmm. And just having, I guess, models that we modeled in our home to do your best and everything you do to do your best and be responsible. My husband would tell him to be responsible for anything, you know. God is just, he's amazing.
You know, that's such an important point because a lot of people don't realize that, because you really need to teach your children to be accountable.
Yeah. Yes.
And so that they can be responsible citizens when they grow up. Otherwise, the courts are going to have to deal with them.
That's true.
If you don't instill the right wisdom and teach them the right way to live and how they're responsible. This word is so huge and so important. Today, we see such a problem with that because children are, you know, parents enable them to keep, if you don't hold them accountable to wrong behavior, they're going to repeat it.
Yes.
And so as a mother, I know it's so important. Of course, I was a strong mama with Jody and I led the home a lot because Jesse was traveling as a nightclub entertainer. We were traveling with him. We were together in hotel rooms. But after he started in ministry, I was the one that was home. She would often say, when mom's home, it's boring because we have soup, salad, sandwiches.
I love a good soup, salad, sandwich.
I still do. And I didn't have a huge amount of food in the refrigerator because I didn't have an appetite. But then later you can see I have an appetite.
Stop. You look great.
But she always has lots of food in the house and always cooking. She's a great cook. But I remember she would say when dad would come home, it would always be like, party time is when dad's home because we would have pizza, you know, all kind of fun food, nacho cheese, all kind of fun. Because I would look forward to when dad was home. And I know you raised them when the father was gone quite a bit because of his job.
Yes.
So it's a similar thing when you're a mom, even though there's a father. Mm-hmm. Sometimes their job takes them away and you have to be stepping in there.
Yeah.
And you know, my role I thought was to build them up and love on them and not have them resentful that dad was gone.
Yeah.
You know, just to look forward to when he'd come back.
Yes.
And so you, as a mom, you keep the home together for different ways and different reasons and methods that you do that. So that was always a challenge, but making them feel responsible. And as a mom, you have to step in there sometimes and do the role of mom and dad.
That's true. And I had to really do that because my husband actually traveled like 2 months at a time.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And he was
home.
Yeah,
he's been on the program with us before, you and him together.
That was so sweet.
Thank you. And he actually traveled for 32 years. He started when Nicole was about
three or four.
So I really had to step in and be the role of mom and dad because, you know, back then, he worked as a merchant marine. There was no cell phone. So I stepped in to be role of mom and dad. So the responsibility of raising them, you know, pretty much was on me. We made it fun, though. We enjoyed, but I was very firm in a lot of things with raising them. They knew that with mom and dad, really, it's what you did at home. You know, we didn't necessarily care what went on outside the home. You know, you are accountable when you leave. You know.
Yeah, it didn't matter what the other kids are doing.
It really didn't
that's
matter.
That's what you mean.
That sounds familiar.
I don't care if she went out and slept over at so-and-so's house. You're not going.
You're not
going to
do
it. And I used to feel so, like, really why everyone else is doing it. But now being a mom myself, I can totally appreciate and see the protection in that.
It comes full circle, like, to you don't understand it while you're in it because there were no sleepovers for us. We could hardly go to a birthday party.
We stopped getting engaged.
We just already can't go.
No.
And you don't understand that growing up. You're just like, why? It is. It's so different having your own kids. And it's like, oh, I understand why this took place, or I understand why it was a no to this, or it was a no to that, and it all makes sense. And we definitely relate. The food, when my dad would come home, it would be fried shrimp, and he was gone, like all of the, you know, the red beans and rice, but
the
soup and sandwich.
And so when my husband was gone, you know,
I'm feeling real bad right now.
But at least you cooked something.
But it was
we always had food. It wasn't fun food.
It wasn't fun. Yeah, that's okay.
We have a great appreciation for delicious food today.
I do like salads too.
That's my favorite.
That is so great. Love that.
And then, you know, we have a son. Our son is the oldest. And, you know,
he actually has a joke about the soup and sandwich.
If he watches this, it's
an inside joke with the soup and sandwich.
Oh, so I wasn't the only one.
You were on target. That was a Holy Ghost inspired talk, and you can relate to that.
You know, you do what you can do. You know, you've got, like, I had three children. I worked full time. And, you know, homework and just everything. You just do what you do. They did eat every day, though.
I would reflect back because my husband traveled for about 7 years. And I would reflect back on my mom, especially after our four-year-old was born, because he was still traveling quite a bit at that time. And I would think, like, my mom did this with, you know, it was three of us. And so at the time I had three kids, and I would be like, you know what, my mom did this. And my dad was, you know, out of town before cell phones. And it's like, girl, put on your big girl panties you can do this. And so in the times of feeling defeated, I literally would think back to my mom, like she had to be tired and she's working and just doing whatever has to be done in order to get it done. And so that definitely was another moment that would have come back. Like, you can do this. Like, you've watched this be done, so you can do this.
It's empowering. It really is.
And you know what? Your daughter's watching you do that as well.
Yes.
And your sons, and they're going to implement. It's going to keep going on like that. But that's what we do. We teach the next generation, not so much by what we say, although what we say is very important, but how we do, how we act, how we respond, and with love, but with strength. And you girls are all strong girls. And
you
I say
are.
Girls because we're all, we're always a girl.
We girls.
We girls. Girls. Girls having a good old time. What I love about you, watching the three of you serve at church, watching your young daughter at the altar, a lot of the times when I'm on the worship teams, so we're in the presence of God. It's so beautiful at Covenant Church, and seeing your daughter get on fire for Jesus at such a young age, following in your footsteps, because I know that that's when you were that age. I know that it may get tiring at times being on all the time as mom. How do you refill your cup? Ashley, how do you stay to where I'm going to, you know, refill my tank so I can keep pouring out into my family? What do you do to do that?
I spend time with God. Yeah. He is my source, and he guides me through the hard times. Mm-hmm. And there are hard times. Mm-hmm. And there are times where sometimes I feel like I can't do it anymore. Like I need a break. Right. But God is good, and he is faithful, and yes. he is always there. And yeah, he's good.
Yeah, because you're in a different role now. You're a single mom.
I am.
And so, but you have your sister and your mom to draw from to help you, to strengthen you.
Yes.
And of course, your father is a great help, I know.
Yes.
And so all of us are at different places and stages, and the people we encounter throughout our life are at that same places,
yes,
different places.
True.
So we all have to rely upon the Lord to get strengthened. And this is why it's so important to have programs like this, like Glorious Living, the different things that we produce, is because we feel our responsibility as, you know, as believers is to share what has changed our life.
Definitely.
And so we pour out, and these programs like this, I believe, are blessing people and strengthening them.
Absolutely.
In fact, I believe that people are being strengthened right now and encouraged to step into that role of motherhood in a stronger way. If you're a mom watching today, we want to pray. Let's just join hands. Father, I thank you for every woman that's watching today, Lord, those that are mothers, those that are daughters, Lord, that you'd strengthen them and encourage them in their walk with you. Lord, I thank you for that you have organized this program and touched us, each one of us, to speak on things that will encourage and lift up those that are watching. Lord, we send the word through the screen, Lord, through the cameras, Lord, because we know that there's no distance between you. And Lord, I thank you that you're blessing and encouraging and strengthening every person today. Lift them up, Lord. Let them pour into them today, Lord, and bring them to a new level of strength and understanding to step into whatever role that they're called to walk into. Bless all the moms out there today, especially, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Ooh,
amen.
It's so good.
I love that. And, you know, Chrissy, our partners help us to do everything we do. So we want to take a moment to thank you, partners, for being with us, to sharing all that you do to help us to put all the programs that we do put out here at Jesse DePlantis Ministries. If you'd like to be a partner and you're not one, you can go to jdm.org. You can use PayPal, text to give, or select giving on our JDM app, which is really good. Or you can mail in a donation if the Lord is leading you to do that. And just know that we appreciate your standing with us to help us to reach people and change lives one soul at a time. Isn't that wonderful, Chrissy?
Oh, I love it so much.
Amen.
You know, having the three of you here, looking so beautiful, all color coordinated.
You look great in my studio suit.
Thank you. Picture perfect. Just, it's strengthened me, listening to see each one of you share a little bit about your journey, being strong women of faith. That is so needed, and it's needed all the time, but especially in this generation we're living in today, you know, in the last days. I believe women need to rise up and really refill their tank daily with the Word of God. Like you said, it's so important, and I know that so many have been strengthened just by hearing your testimony of motherhood.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Great.
Well, thank y'all so much. We appreciate y'all taking the time to be here. I know the kids are at home probably with the husband or the daddy.
And, thank you for having
us. Let them have a break.
Maybe y'all could do a lunch thing and be just together as mom and daughters to have fun. Precious. Thank you all.
Thank you so much.
Love you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, well, God bless you. Thank you so much. And thank you for being here today. I pray that you were blessed and you were encouraged too. I hope to see you right here in Studio C next time. Bye-bye.